Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me today. Josh Alexander, the X Division, Impact Wrestling's X Division champion, has laid down a challenge to AEW for Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory 2021. Fightful.com reporting. Josh Alexander is seeking an interpromotional match at Impact Bound for Glory after successfully defending his X Division Championship at Slammiversary in an Ultimate X match. You will remember Josh Alexander had a run-in with Kenny Omega on the July 22nd episode of Impact Wrestling. The Walking Weapon was discussing his victory when Omega bumped into him and took exception with Alexander, calling him the face of the company. Omega then insulted Alexander by calling him the X Division guy and saying lightweight, right? I remember that face-to-face conversation. I marked out for that. That was so awesome. And then after winning his match with Black Taurus at Impact Wrestling's Homecoming, Alexander said that he had beaten the best in AAA, New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Impact, and wants AEW's best at Bound for Glory. And he said the following. This is a quote from Josh Alexander. Said, "There, that is another title defense in the books here at Impact Wrestling. Black Taurus, you were AAA's best. If we look at my title reign, I've beaten someone from New Japan that's supposedly the best. Talking about El Fantasmo, someone from AAA who's supposed to be the best. I have run through the entire Impact X Division, so maybe I need to look elsewhere. We're talking about all these different promotions coming in at Bound for Glory. Well, AEW, yeah, you know who I'm talking about." Kenny Omega. That's me saying it. He didn't say Kenny Omega, but we know what he's talking about. He's talking about Kenny Omega. And I'm saying, you give me your best and we will see which division matters most in this company. Holy crap. We're getting a Bound for Glory Kenny Omega against Josh Alexander. That's the match they're going with. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind, we're seeing Kenny Omega defend the Impact Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship against Josh Alexander. And Josh Alexander, my prediction, will be the one to take the Impact Wrestling World title away from Kenny Omega. That's going to be one hell of a match. The match is happening. This is one of my dream matches. And it's going to happen at Bound for Glory. This is just the start of the feud between Omega and Josh Alexander. The story's begun. The storyline has begun. Josh Allen, Kenny Omega. I don't know if Kenny Omega hasn't responded to this at all. Actually, Impact Wrestling put up a the video of Josh Alexander saying the quote that I just read. But Bound for Glory is set for October 23rd in Las Vegas. They've already teased AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, AAA. They will all be involved in the event. My gosh, we are gonna see Kenny Omega. Now, I hope I'm not wrong because I'm getting pumped up, but also after the promo cut by Josh Alexander, the video that's on Impact Wrestling, they tweeted it out, and this report by Fightful.com, all signs are pointing to Kenny Omega defending the Impact Wrestling World Championship against Josh Alexander, the X Division Championship. I don't know if he's going to have to cash in option C. I hope they don't do that. I don't know if it'll be title for title or whatever it is. Even if they want to sweeten the pot a little bit for Kenny Omega, make it title for title since he's the belt collector, maybe they could do that. But I hope Josh Alexander doesn't have to cash in the X Division Championship. Or if he does, I have a really good feeling that Josh Alexander is walking out of Bound for Glory with the Impact Wrestling World title, and he deserves it, man. Josh Alexander is so freaking talented. I've been a fan of his for such a long time, and I'm so happy for the success that he's having. He deserves every bit of success, and my goodness, Bound for Glory. And that main event will just be absolutely one of the best matches in the history of Impact Wrestling, without a doubt. In the history of Impact Wrestling, you know, if that's in fact where they're going, that's where they're going towards. And I would be very, very disappointed if that didn't happen now after watching this promo by Josh Alexander and reading this report here by Fightful.com. I'd be very disappointed if at Bound for Glory it wasn't Josh Alexander challenging Kenny Omega for the Impact Wrestling World title. Be a great match. They have to. That's the road they have to go now. That's the road they have to go. And Josh Alexander's got to be the one to take the title. I got to smile because I'm just thinking about that match, man. I'm just thinking about that match. That match is going to be One hell of a match, man. And and Bound for Glory is a long way off, so they can really build it up. They can really build up that story. We're only in August now. So August, September, October, we have 2 months, over 2 months, actually. It's October 24th, I think, was Bound for Glory. I think that's what I said, October 23rd. Sorry, October 23rd. So we got a lot of time to really build that feud, to really make it meaningful. And, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope that's the direction that they go. I hope it's not, I hope they don't bring someone. Well, if they bring someone else in, like say they bring in John Moxley, or that'll be a great match too. But I want Josh Alexander to get a shot at the Impact Wrestling World title. I want him to get a shot at the Impact Wrestling World title. And it'll be sweet though. If Kenny Omega, acts like he's so confident he's going to win that he puts the AEW title on the line as well, and Josh Alexander defeats Kenny Omega and becomes the AEW and the Impact Wrestling World Champion. I mean, Kenny Omega works for AEW. He's running with the Impact Wrestling World title right now. Why not give somebody from Impact Wrestling a run with the AEW title? I don't know if Tony Khan would go for that, but hey, why not? If Kenny Omega can do it, let Josh Alexander do it. That'd be great as well. Great stuff, man. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a wild ride until Bound for Glory. Things are really heating up right now in Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling right now is just fantastic. If you're not watching Impact Wrestling right now, you got to watch Impact Wrestling. Lots of great stuff happening there, and I'm looking forward to this one. Fingers crossed that it happens at Bound for Glory. One more time, fingers crossed for Kenny Omega to defend against X Division champion Josh Alexander. Richard Holiday, MLW superstar Richard Holiday, has won a major title. He is the new IWA World Heavyweight Champion. IWA is a promotion in Puerto Rico, which is owned by Savio Vega. MLW superstar Richard Holiday went down there, won the IWA World Heavyweight Championship. So congratulations goes to Richard Holiday. Richard Holiday, just a tremendous, tremendous talent in MLW. Been a big fan of Richard Holiday for quite some time. And went down to IWA, went down to Puerto Rico, and became the IWA World Heavyweight Champion. And he tweeted it out. He looks good with the belt. There's pictures of him holding the belt. And I just want to pull up who he defeated. I pulled up the name before. I'm just going to pull up the name again. The person he defeated for that title. I do apologize. I should have wrote it down. I was just going to do a quick one on Richard Holiday until I saw the Josh Alexander story. So then I jumped on. He defeated Mr. Big. Okay, he defeated Mr. Big. So Richard Holiday defeated Mr. Big to win the IWA World Heavyweight Championship. Again, promotion down in Mexico. IWA, they have a partnership with MLW. So there was a talent exchange there. So Richard Holiday went down, defeated Mr. Big July 31st. Yesterday he defeated him and became the IWA World Heavyweight Champion. If anyone deserves a world title, it's Richard Holiday. Richard Holiday, as I said, tremendous talent. Love his work in MLW, love his work on the indies, and the sky is the limit for Richard Holiday right now. As I said, extremely talented wrestler. Richard Holiday against Josh Alexander would be one hell of a match. but anyway, again, congratulations, Richard Holiday. After I'm done here, I'm going to go up. I'm going to have a cup of caffeinated coffee in your honor, sir, for your huge title win, for becoming the IWA World Heavyweight Championship, World Champion. So as soon as this podcast is done, I'm going to get that coffee percolating, my friend. I'm going to get that coffee percolating. And I'm sure he's going to defend. I could see him having a long reign. Mr. Big, according to this, Mr. Big had the belt for 609 days. I could see Richard Holiday beating that record. I don't know if it's a record, but could be a record. 609 days is quite a long time, but I can see Richard Holiday holding it longer than 609 days. I would, if I was Savio Vega, I would keep the belt on Richard Holiday for a long time. Because again, like I said, Richard Holiday, extremely talented wrestler. He's great in the ring. He's a great talker. He's as Bret Hart says, he walks the walk, he talks the talk, and he plays the part. I don't know if that's exactly what Bret Hart said, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? He's got all three qualities to be a great wrestler. And Richard Holiday is, like I said, MLW superstar, and he's only going to get better and better and better and better. And again, if I was Savio Vega, I'd keep that belt on him for quite some time. Will he defend the title in MLW? Very, very possible. He could come up to MLW, and be great for him to defend the belt in MLW against an MLW star. Successfully, of course. And I know he just... I know he had a match with Mil Muertes. Actually, I'm not going to spoil it because it hasn't been shown yet on MLW Fusion yet. So I know he defended the Caribbean title against Mil Muertes or King Muertes in an upcoming match on Fusion. So I'm not going to spoil that. I know who wins, but I'm not going to spoil it. But I would love to see Richard Holiday up and up here, back in MLW defending the IWA Heavyweight Championship. But I'm sure he's going to be very busy in Puerto Rico as well, defending that title. But once again, congratulations, Richard Holiday, for winning the IWA World Heavyweight Championship. And again, I'm going to get that coffee going as soon as I'm done here. I'm going to have a sip and drink a coffee in your honor, my friend. And on that note, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to me today. I'm Lewis Carlin. This is Shooting Up North. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.